Here we are, we've come to the fifth week of Lent. We're coming towards the end of our journey of Lent. Next Sunday, Palm Sunday, after that, Easter Sunday. And so the readings throughout Lent, especially the Gospel readings, are a little bit more lengthy than throughout the rest of the year. And they contain some of the most impactful and important stories throughout the Gospels. And today's is no different. This story from the Gospels of the raising of Lazarus. The earliest Christians, the church fathers, in their commentary on this gospel, they of course recognize the literal sense of this scripture, that Jesus raised a man from the dead, that Lazarus was dead, came to life. That's the literal sense. But they would also take it to a deeper spiritual sense, particularly in this conversation between Martha and Jesus. This is kind of the heart of what they're getting, of what this gospel is getting at here in a lot of ways. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." And Mary said, "I know he will rise on the resurrection on the last day." So here Martha is expressing the Jewish understanding of the resurrection of the dead. And not all Jews believe that. The Sadducees, for example, were ones who didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. They didn't believe in angels. They didn't believe in a number of the things that other Jews did. And the way they'd always tell us when I was a kid to remember it, the Sadducees are Sadducee because they don't believe in the resurrection. They had nothing to look forward to after death. That's the difference between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Sadducees had no belief in resurrection. Martha had this expression of resurrection of the dead, but Jesus switches it even here to say, whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And the earliest Christians say he's not just talking about the resurrection of the dead at the end of times, that there's also a spiritual sense, the here and now, that he's referring to. Yeah, you can ask any of our second grade kids who've they all received their first confession a couple weeks ago. They're going to receive First Communion in a couple of weeks. You ask them about sin. You ask them about mortal sin, sin that kills the soul. And they'll be able to tell you the difference between venial sin and mortal sin, going back to the letter of St. James. Are there people who are sinning among you? I say pray for them. But not if it's a mortal sin or a sin that kills the soul. About those sins I do not say to pray. Right? So he's making that distinction in the New Testament between mortal and venial sin. There are sins that kill our soul. How many of us walking around are walking around living dead? Souls that are dead in that state of mortal sin. And I dare say, to take it even a step further, Martha and Mary and Lazarus are all brother and sister. And our understanding is that their parents are never mentioned, that they're probably middle-aged adults and their parents have already passed away. But none of them had married by this point. But Lazarus, the man of the family, was in the tomb. The spiritual head of the household is dead at this point. And that point came to me just over the last week or so, a couple of weeks, when I've met with a lot of guys, a lot of men who are saying, "Father, I know I'm called to be the spiritual head of my house, but I know I'm not. I'm not living up to that. I'm not praying every day. I'm not attending the sacraments." There's an understanding of what they're called to and a realization that they're not meeting it. And that's pretty common. So many of the men of the church today are not living up to the calling and vocation they've received. And so my challenge then is to the men here today. Now, ladies, that doesn't mean you get to go to sleep. But what I've found is that so often already women are the spiritual head of a household and they don't necessarily want that role. I don't think there's anyone here whose husband would say, "Hey, I think we need to start praying a rosary today, every day as a family." And the woman would be all kinds of upset. I wouldn't think so. But so often the men, when they understand and they even know they're being called to that, but they don't feel like they're able to live it out. So how do we change that? How do we fix it? How do we take our men from being corpses in a tomb to being full of life? And that's what the first two readings talk about. The first reading, which comes from the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them. What about the graves, the tomb of our own soul? The rotting corpse that's been dead for 4 days or 4 months or 4 years or 40 years. How does Jesus raise the dead today? Through confession, of course. And I am telling you, you know, of course I can't go into details, but I am telling you, I have personally witnessed miracles in that box. Miracles of confession. People who have held on to grudges for decades. Things that they thought they would never be able to forgive. And in the matter of the course of before they walk out of that box, they've forgiven someone. Sometimes even they've forgiven themselves. So, confession raises the spiritually dead. And if it's been more than a month, I challenge you to go to confession before Easter. We have our penance service coming up this coming Thursday, 7 p.m. Put it on your calendar. Make time to go to confession before Easter. St. John Paul II, Pope Benedict, Pope Francis have said again and again and again, go to confession once a month, once a month, once a month. But I know so many people have waited decades or just years. And then once it's been a couple, two, three, four, 5 years, they say, well, I don't really want to go now. What's the priest going to think or whatever? Just go. If you know you're being called to something and you have that resistance, that hesitancy, how do I live that out? How do I be the spiritual head of my household? The first point, the first step in that journey is to be called to new life, to receive that spirit that Ezekiel talks about, the new spirit that we receive and that St. Paul talks about in the letter to the Romans. Whoever does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to him. So that's my challenge to you, to make it to confession. But then to start leading your family as the spiritual head, to be the one to initiate prayer, to ask your family, here's a great dinner question. Once a week, ask your family, where did you encounter God today? Or where did you encounter God during this week? It sparks a great conversation, and it makes present in your mind the fact that God is working in the here and now. We don't have to be corpses in a tomb. If you know you're being called to something and drawn to it, go for it. Don't wait in the tomb. You don't have to rot. The life and the spirit is being offered to you today. And if you can enter into that, the joy of the Easter will be so much more profound.